You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day. No matter how you watch this season, I watch it on my couch and with my family while the smoke is coming off of that barbecue and we're enjoying Pepsi as a beverage. And Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out all the latest football watching content from Pepsi.
At his presser yesterday, Doug Marrone was said he's willing to try anything. He doesn't give a beep. He's willing to do all kinds of crazy beep. This is Tony Wiggins with your Jacksonville Jaguars report here on Locked On Jaguars. I think it was the artist formerly known as Prince that said, "Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Slip on a purple banana until they put us all in the truck," right? Well, yeah, let's go crazy. Let's try it all. Let's do anything, which is kind of what I thought that they were going to do coming into this year since they were so young, right? I mean, why wait till you're 1-6 to decide that you're going to just go eight crap, right? Eight beat and just throw everything, you know, throw caution to the wind and just go wild with it, right? I mean, that would have really entertained the fans, wouldn't it? I think so. You get entertained here every day here with your team every day here on Locked On Jaguars, your daily podcast. And you can subscribe here on Google Podcasts. But, you know, I told you, man, everything's always a day late and a dollar short. Love the enthusiasm. Do. I really do. It's just like, where was this 7 weeks ago? It was all, everything was all sound and fundamental 7 weeks ago. And let's get to work and do everything the right way. And, you know, we got the wild and crazy guys gone. The wild and crazy guys are out of here, remember? It's like, man, we just, it's like cooking pasta, man. You got to cook it al dente. You know when it's done. Just take a piece and throw it on the wall and see if it sticks, baby. There's a lack of direction with this team and the way that they change courses. And they're really good at it. I'm going to tell you right now, man, if I ever go on a course, if I ever drive through the woods or anywhere like that and I don't know where I'm going and I don't have a navigation system, but I need to find my way through a maze, I'm taking Doug and Dave with me, because we're going to figure it out as we go along. And even if we don't figure it out as we go along, we're going to figure out how to figure it out as we go along, right? And if there's people we have to talk to along the way, we're going to convince them that we're trying to figure it out, and we're going to get it figured out, and we're going to get it figured out. And if we don't figure it out, we're going to figure out how we're going to figure it out. And while we're trying to figure it out, we're going to talk our way through it, and we're going to sound good, and we're going to curse. And then we're going to tell you why we're in this situation. And it's everybody who we've just passed along the way. It was all of them. And maybe we can do what these guys are doing. We will convince you to let us keep driving. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, that's just what it feels like. We're all going to go crazy. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. This is Prince. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to get through this thing called the Jaguar life. This losing is an electric word. And losing seems like it's gone on a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. Winning football that happens everywhere else except here. I'm telling you. Look. So let's get crazy. How do we do that? I want to see what they think of during the bye week. You know, Doug said that everybody's coming in, they got their head down, they're working hard, and the coaches are working hard. Everybody's working hard. I'm sure every team around the league is working hard. What are you working hard at? Are you working hard to be bad and you don't know it? And that's the problem. They're working hard to be exactly where you know, they're working hard on the plan that they have, and the plan that they have isn't sound. And they're working hard for people that quite naturally aren't good enough to get them to where they want to go. But they're working hard. If you had a construction crew building you a house and they didn't know what the hell they were doing, does it matter how hard they work? Nah, because they don't know what the hell they're doing, right? Right. Shad needs to send an inspection team, a test man. And he needs to test every single thing that they're doing, and every time it's not right, he needs to stop them from building it. We won't stop here every day. It's your daily podcast here on Locked On Jaguars, your team every day, and you can subscribe on Google Podcasts. So coming up today, what we're going to do is we're going to get crazy. Let's get crazy on defense first, and then we're going to get crazy on offense in the third segment in honor of Doug Marrone, saying he's done some wild beep over the years. Let's see how wild we can get today on Locked On Jaguars and figure out what in the hell they're talking about, because I have no clue. We'll do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. I got to tell you about our friends over at rockauto.com. That's where you can get all of your car parts from the front to the back, car parts and accessories at rockauto.com. That's where me and my family go, and that's where you and your family should go too, because you're going to save a bunch of money. You're going to save a bunch of scratch, Skrilla, cheese, cheddar, all of that stuff, everything you want to call money. It's at rockauto.com. And guess what? The parts are the absolute best. And guess what? It's for every single car and type you can think of. It's at rockauto.com. When you go on rockauto.com, it's a family-owned business that's been in business for 2 decades. And is, man, it's absolutely fabulous. There's a little box on there. They're going to ask you, how did you hear about us? You need to put Locked On NFL in that box, man, just to make sure that you tell them that we sent you. It's rockauto.com, and get to saving yourself some money. All right, man, so let's start with the defense. Ty Wash. By the way, I'm Tony Wiggins. 9 years covering the team. 5 years on the flagship. Daytime radio. 2 years before that, interning on the radio. Years ago, interning at another radio station. For years, filling in, covering. And for the last 2 years, doing this Locked On Jaguars podcast. Also, NFL analyst for the last 3 years on First Coast News, the ABC and NBC affiliate, with Chris Porter and my buddy James Coleman, along with others. Just in case you didn't know who I was, I'm not Prince, the great late Prince, even though I've used his words to talk about what we're talking about here today, because we're talking about doing some wild stuff. I got a little Rick James in me. Everybody knows that. By the way, Rick James and Prince were rivals who respected each other. If you ever get a chance, read up on that. It's a fabulous, fabulous deal there between those two. Rick was an idiot. And I'm a bit of an idiot sometimes. And I know that. My family and my friends know that. And people who work with me know that too. So I'm a bit of an idiot sometimes, like Rick. So I got to sometimes tame myself. But back to football. I think the Jaguars need a few village idiots in the locker room right now. Because now I don't want to get wild and crazy. That's how you get wild and crazy. You get wild and crazy with some of those fools you let out of the zoo. That's what you need. Yeah, you want to go to the jungle now? Yeah, too bad. You let all your predators get away. Mm-hmm. Got a whole bunch of gazelles and zebras. Everyone travels in a flock. You ain't got no leopards, man. You got no hyenas. No army ants. You got nobody on the team that just thinks. They don't think like a devourer. They don't think like a killer. They think like a crew of people that just eat grass and travel around and wag their tails. And, you know, how are we going to survive? Those animals I'm talking about, they think they want to kill something. The only way we survive, this is how we survive, says survives. The only way I sound like my uncle. The only way we survive with a V, not a Z. The only way we survive is if we track one of those deer or those gazelles or those little pigs, and you know, and they're real picky. The animals are real picky about what they eat, but they'll eat anything when they're hungry. Now, the only way we survive is to ambush one of these little cute animals that's wagging their tail. I don't care if he's limping and he's sick. That ain't our problem. The only way we survive is to ambush his little cute behind, stick our teeth or fangs or whatever it is in his throat once we trip him and wrestle him down right in his front of his mama and his daddy and choke the living life out of him. And they can watch it, and we'll look them in the eyes and tell them, and if you ain't careful, you next. That's the mentality of a predator in a football team. And that's what these teams are doing to the Jacksonville Jaguars every single week. That's crazy. When you say you're going to do something wild, that's what you're going to do when you're wild. And that's how a defense is supposed to play. Right? That's it. That's how you want your guys to play, and that's how you want your guys to hit. They got one guy on their team like that, in my opinion, and it's Miles Jack. And he's not healthy. That's it. And you have to have somebody. And when you have a team full of those guys, like you did in 2017, yeah, they're going to get penalties after the whistle, and it's going to drive you crazy. But to me, that's when you need a coaching staff and you need leadership. One of y'all got to be crazy, and you got to be able to handle those dudes, and you got to be able to control those guys, and you got to be able to cultivate all of that foolishness and put it in the right order. You got to be crazy. But all of a sudden now we want to get crazy when we got a bunch of choir boys and we're going to try stuff. So what do we try? Let's see. You're not going to go to a 3-4. You're going to run hybrid. We're going to put two down linemen. You're going to stand up defensive ends. You're going to maybe put Kalavon and Josh Allen on the same side and stand them up. That's fine, but you can't stop the run. And now you're going to try wild and crazy stuff, and you're going to try stuff on defense where now these are the nine toughest games on your schedule. Instead of trying that stuff early in the year when your schedule is a little bit softer, you're now going to throw caution to the wind against teams that are literally created to beat your brains out and take advantage of every single mistake that you make. As the guy in Friday, I'm taking said, good luck. But unlike the guy he was talking to on the phone, you do not possess a certain skill that's made to destroy the person on the other end of the phone. You will not hunt them down and kill them. There's nothing you can do. What wild and crazy stuff you're going to do? That you're going to do stuff that's going to lead you to get blown out of your socks 54 to nothing. What wild and crazy stuff can you now throw? What do you mean you're going to try anything? Try what? You've been running rookies out there on defense. You're alternating right guards left and right. I ain't never in my life seen nothing like that. Never. And I've said that about this Jaguars regime at least five or six times, that there are things that I've never, ever seen. Never saw interim defensive coordinator, former defensive line coach, sit in on an interview with seasoned defensive coordinators and then him get that job. Never saw anything like that. I don't even know why those guys took the interview. I'd have been like, what is he doing in here? One. Never saw for a couple of seasons now offensive linemen being rotated series to series, because you always hear about continuity and confidence and all of that stuff and all the C's that they use to describe linemen and how they all have to jive. It's just been so. I've never seen teams go for it when they have the lead and all the momentum on fourth down inside of their own territory when they just lost yards on third down. Never seen it before. I've never seen a team have success running the ball but insist on throwing it while the game is still close and then run it when the game is out of reach. Never seen it before. Ever. I've been giving Doug a pass, man, but it's getting to the point now where, who's left to blame? Who's left to blame? I've been going around him. I've been talking about Caldwell. I've been talking about the ownership. At some point, you got to look at him, too. at some point, you have to look at him too. So I was saying with Jaguars defense, I said this about my team I cover in college, Florida State. When folks say, is it this, I would go yes. And they go this, I would go yes. Instead of arguing, is it one point versus the other, I was just going to start saying yes, it's all of it. You think it's the defensive line? Yes. You think it's the pass rush? Yes. Do you think it's the youth of the secondary? Yes. Do you think it's Joe Schobert? Yes. Do you think it's Ty Wash? Yes. So which one is it? Yes. That's what it is. All of it. I'm going to start saying that now about Doug Marrone, whether it's Tom Coughlin, whether it's Ramsey, whether it was a bad mix, whether it's team building, is it Coughlin, is it player development, is it Tony Khan, is it Shai Khan, is it everything except my city and my fans. Our city and our fans, rather. It's not mine. I would include Doug Marrone. Is it Doug Marrone? Yep, him too. All of it stinks. Blow it up. Start it over. I'll tell you more in just a second. We're going to talk about this wild stuff we can try, all of this crazy stuff we can try on offense. We're going to try that too. We're going to try to figure out what he's talking about. I don't know. Do you? If so, maybe we'll hit it in the third final segment here on Locked On Jaguars on a Wednesday. All right, I've been telling you for a while now about Built Bar, and I'm going to keep telling you, man. Built Bar is the best protein bar on the market, bar none. No pun intended, but bar none. And I say that for a reason. One is because it tastes absolutely fabulous. And two is because you have 18 great flavors to choose from. And three is because with our promo code Locked On, when you go to BuiltBar.com, you'll get 20% off of your next order. That's right. Locked On is the promo code. 20% off your next order of Built Bars. Now, people are telling me they're trying the coconut almond, the cherry barkia, the coconuts and cream with the cookies and cream. And, man, I'm telling you, bro, they have so many flavors. German chocolate. Are you serious? It sounds like Thanksgiving. No, it's Thanksgiving in a bar is what it is. And it's Built Bar, and it is absolutely amazing. You need to try them at BuiltBar.com. 20% off of your next order. When you go on BuiltBar.com and use the promo code Locked On, you need to do it now. Do it now. BuiltBar.com. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Let's go wild and try to figure out what the wild and crazy stuff the Jaguars can pull out. I didn't even play the clip from Doug Marrone because I probably know how to do it, but I didn't try to beep it out and all of that stuff from his press conference. I wanted you guys to hear it, but you can go on Jacksonville.com and hear it. It's available for you there. You can hear it. I didn't want to try to edit it out, but he says, I'm willing to try everything. And he doesn't give a blank of what people say. Good. You shouldn't. Especially somebody like me, they're working hard. You shouldn't give a blank what people say. Turn your computer on. Don't worry about words. Turn the computer on. Pick up the. You don't even have to do that. Ask yourself what your record is. 1-6. That's all you got to care about. You don't have to worry about what nobody says. Your record is just telling you what's being said. Your record tells you what you are. Your record over the last 3 years tells you what y'all. It ain't about what people say. People always do that. I ain't worried about what nobody say about me. You ain't got what people say about you ain't gonna get you fired. What's gonna get you fired is what you're doing. That's what's gonna get you fired. And by the way, what you're doing is also the reason people are talking about you. I don't give a damn what nobody say about me. Yeah, you do, because if you didn't, you wouldn't say that. We don't care what nobody says other than, well, why are your players tweeting? I saw something else, too, the Jags tweeted out. Shout out to the social media people because they got a job to do, too. Right in the middle of the game, I guess it might have been when they were winning because they did have a moment where they were winning 21-16. Cam Robinson and them, they were mic'd up. They were singing Lil Durk, blah, 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 blah. Even if you're winning the game, at that point, you're 1-5. Ain't nothing wrong with having fun. But they did lose the game. Why would you tweet that stuff? I know everybody has a job to do, man, but I'm just talking about the messaging is like, it's okay to be cool and reach out and show a different side of stuff. And I guess it's part of it. Like, you're still supposed to try to sell tickets and you're still supposed to try to market yourself, whether you're winning or losing. I get it, right? I get it. Trust me.
I get it. I'm in the business of creating content and drawing attention to the content, as long as, you know, it stays within. It's certain stuff I won't do, right? But never mind. Y'all get what I'm trying to. You feel me? I hope you do. That's the wild and crazy stuff we're talking about. What are we going to do? We're going to line up a shotgun and go five wide. We're going to have James Robinson. How about this wild and crazy idea? Let's line up on a goal line on fourth and one and let James Robinson line up at quarterback and put Gardner Minshew at wide receiver. How about that? Did we try that already and it did not work? How about this wild and crazy idea? Let's go for it in our own territory on fourth down. Let's do that. Think that'll work? How about we throw the ball about 40 times a game for 5 or 6 games straight? You think that'll work? Wild and crazy idea. Let's rotate our offensive linemen from drive to drive. Let's put a quarterback, let him sing Celine Dion in a commercial. I mean, what else are we going to do, right? Wild and crazy stuff. Let's trade proven players. Let's trade all the proven players and go with the youngest team, one of the youngest teams in NFL history, and get a bunch of draft capital, and then tell the fans, give these guys a chance. That's what we do. Let our kicker get hurt, and then let's run 5 different kickers out in 5 or 6 different weeks. Let's try this wild and crazy idea. Let's get a dude that's never kicked in an actual game that counts in high school, college, or pro. We want to talk about crazy stuff? We want to try everything? Let's try that. Oh, don't stop me. They've done that already, and it doesn't work. I don't know, man. You guys tweet me at Shop Talking Wig and tell me what the suggestions that you think. Tell me, one, if it's too late, and if it's not too late for you, tell us all of these wild and crazy things or things that the Jaguars should try. Should they just, seriously, on offense, should they just have a complete drive where they just put Laviska Shenault in at the wildcat position and either he throws it, keeps it, or hands it off to James Robinson? Should they go no huddle? Should they get the ball and come out and go no huddle and go tempo? You want to try an onside kick? Go for it on every fourth down, regardless of field position. Yeah. What are you going to do? And why'd you wait so late? And let's see how it works against Baltimore and Pittsburgh and Green Bay and these other teams. How about blitzing? Let's blitz. Let's blitz Aaron Rodgers and Roethlisberger and blitz Lamar Jackson and create all those running lanes. Yeah, go ahead, do it. Let's see how it works. I don't think it'll work so well. What does work well is you tuning in here every day, same spot, same place, to your daily podcast, because it's your team every day here on Locked On Jaguars. And you can subscribe here on Google Podcasts, follow along on Spotify, and also subscribe on Apple and iTunes. It's your man, Tony Wiggins. We have a lot to try to look forward to. We'll see how the rest of this year goes. Yeah, man, you guys continue to take care of each other, and we'll wait for more content, and we'll listen to see how they can keep explaining what it is they're going to try to do to help this franchise and to try to reward this fan base for their loyal support. Until tomorrow, man, take care.